unprotected sets captures the energy of a live comedy show and brings it directly to your ears. Part stand-up, part interview. You'll get an inside scoop into the tragically funny lives and minds of rising star comics. Real, raw, and funny. It's Unprotected Sets.
Let's get right into it. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I hate my body. Let's get right into this here. Since it's a safe place, we can be honest, right? We can be honest in here. All right, I've got too much booty. Listen, I don't have the booty of a 31-year-old black man. I've realized that. I don't. I got like the booty of a white girl who went to a black high school. You understand what I'm saying? Like her best friend's name, Tasha. You understand what I'm saying? This is like if you've ever accidentally left chocolate in the sun. This isn't how to Speedo body. That's all I'm trying to tell you. This is a Taco Bell body. You understand what I'm saying? Chalupas, Baja Blast. Let's get into this. You know what I'm talking about.
My name is Rocky Dale Davis, and I am a comedian. I'm a redneck. I'm not afraid to admit it. Like, I mean, I've been to a steakhouse before and, like, you know, pick my teeth with a knife. Like, I get in fights at bars. I can drink. Like, that's, like, I, like, pride myself on, like, that's how I grew up and that's how I am. I love it when I do a show where no one knows me. When I walk on stage, they're like, finally, good country boy. We're going to hear about trailers, beer. We love Trump, you know, and then I kind of, like, throw them off a little bit with that. After a show, people would be like, we didn't expect that at all.
Last comic of the night. You excited? It's going to get raw. It's going to get raunchy. It's going to get real. Yeah! Guy's hilarious. Love him. Love working with him. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Rocky Dale Davis.
Yes, yes. My name is Rocky. I'm from Alabama. So you're laughing. Thank you. Y'all are like, oh my God, he's racist. I'm not racist. I just look and sound racist. So. I look and sound like every racist football player from Remember the Titans, you know? I didn't block for Pete. I'm the reason Pete's hurt, so. My girlfriend's Spanish, you know. She's Espanol, trying to teach me Spanish. But what I'm learning is that I sound racist in every language. ¿Dónde está el banco? Escúchame, mujer. I'm white trash, too, man. I'm like, really, like, my family's like white trash. Like, I mean, like, really. Like, you ever watch, like, Cops or Honey Boo Boo? And you're like, that can't be real. It can. So, my families are dumb, too. Like, I used to live in New York, and they'd be like, oh, living up in New York City now, getting all Hollywood on us. I just love there's a bunch of blank faces right now that are like, I get it. They always say I act better than them. They're always like, oh, you think you're better than us now because you live in New York. And that really pisses me off because I've always been better than them. I just don't live there no more, you know? I set 2 records in my family. I was the first person to go to college and the first person to drop out. 2 for 2, so thank you. Some of y'all aren't clapping because you went to universities. You can go fuck yourself. I think you're better than me. My family's white trash. Like, my dad's, like, one of the worst. Like, I ain't talked to my dad in a while. Because when I was a kid, my dad got in a fist fight with my aunt in the front yard, you know? They got in a fight, and that was there. I lost all respect I had for my dad, you know? Because, one, I was raised, you never hit a woman, no matter what, you know? And the second reason was, is he lost that fight. My aunt beat the shit out of him that day. Like, you gotta become the man of the house. I'm like, you gotta become the man of the house, dude. You know you're talking about.
I was born in Brookwood, Alabama. It's like a small redneck, like out in the woods town. I grew up with my mom and my 2 sisters. My dad was a coal miner growing up, so I didn't see him. He was gone like 12 hours of the day most time. My dad was like super homophobic. He was super racist and everything. I mean, it was just, that's just how it was. My dad was always, like, very, like, violent, and he has, like, very bad anger issues. Dishes were being thrown, and he, like, ran my mom off the road one time. He's a piece of shit. He made our life exponentially harder when he didn't have to. That's such, like, a sad time for my mom. She cried a lot. That's the big thing. It's like, I didn't understand why she was crying. And then one day she goes, hey, I really want to leave your dad. When I was 10, we just left. Like, we just had to leave. And that was when I learned kind of how, like, you know, hard she worked. Because we literally, like, would move around from, like, place to place. I didn't know I was poor. We're still eating McDonald's every day. Like, this is the best life. I never knew how bad it was until now. I look back and I'm like, holy shit, you're like Wonder Woman, you know? My dad was just like the worst person growing up. I don't want to be anything like him. So like growing up with my dad, I just learned to treat people differently. And I feel like it makes me see things differently and it shaped my life.
My grandpa's funny when you talk to him because you can ask him like any question, you know, in the entire world, you know, making like a racist or sexist statement. You know, you'd be like, Grandpa, why is global warming happening? He's like, I'll tell you why. Because these gays are shooting their rainbows up in the atmosphere. Yeah. And the Mexican with the tortilla chips, Hillary Clinton with the menstrual cycle, that's why the dinosaurs died. And that's why the white man can't get a job. I'm like, that don't sound accurate at all, Grandpa. That is the worst part, is being so dumb, I can't prove he's wrong. Like, I don't know the science behind global warming. So I'm like, hey, man, you're being racist. He's like, well, has it happened in Hollywood? I'm like, well, I'll tell you how, you know. You got the car emissions and the cow farts, hairspray, C2H2O goes up. Hits the top of the osmosis, precipitation, validation, condensation. Bill Nye, that's how it happens right there. I don't mind it, though. My grandpa's funny. It's funny because I'm from the South, so everyone assumes I'm my grandpa all the time. They ask me about politics, which is like a funny thing. Everybody's like, what do you think of Trump? I'm like, I don't know. Seems like an idiot. Seems kind of racist. I don't know. But then I can tell they haven't been to the South, like my friends like New York and L.A., because they'll be like, Donald Trump's the most racist person I know. I'm like, you need to meet more racist people then. I'm not saying he's not, but he ain't in the top 50 on my mom's side of the family. Like, if I had an all-star team, fifth-round draft pick at best, so. I love the topic of Donald Trump, because, like, my friends, like, who are, like, are liberal, because, like, all my family's conservatives, all my friends are very liberal people, and it cracks me up, because I'm like, who'd you vote for? I'm like, I didn't vote. I don't know how to. So I can't get my phone when I'm trying to cuss someone out to not correct fucking into ducking. And you want me to vote for the next prime minister? Okay. See, some of y'all missed that one, too. And y'all shouldn't be allowed to vote either. My grandpa's a cool racist, though, man. He really is. He's very cool because he's not just racist. Like, hear me out. He's, like, racist, sexist, homophobic, prejudiced. He don't like me that much. Like, he hates everyone equally, and that's kind of true progress right there, you know? I'm not, like, legally allowed to date black women until my grandpa dies, so just waiting on that, really, you know? A lot of the white people are laughing because you had the same grandpa, so. You get hit on a lot. Y'all are too aggressive, though. Yeah, thank you. Fucking proof right there. We're taping something, and she's like, fuck yeah. Preach, preach, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was at a bar one time, this woman's like, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. I'm like, well, let's not do that, so. I live with my mom, so I'm pretty sure that she would hear that. She gets mad about Call of Duty being loud. The best thing a woman said to me, and this is not a joke, it's true. She goes, I'm gonna suck the white off that thing. I'm like, what do you think's underneath? It's just more white, and if you get to the red, you've gone way too far, so. Oh, man. She tried, though. I miss her. Good woman right there. I got accused of sleeping with my teacher in high school. I got accused of sleeping with my 10th grade math teacher. I'm very proud of that. I was on the front page of my local paper smiling. Like, it was my teacher's mugshot, and then I was like, what's up? Did I do it? Did I not? Who knows? It was like a whole, it got stupid. They kept asking like a whole interrogation. They were like, Rocky, did you sleep with Miss Patrick? What happened to you and Miss Patrick? And I should be like, hey guys, if I would have slept with Miss Patrick, I would have already told each and every one of you. First off, she's out of my league. I'm a soft six, you know? She's a hard seven. Plus, she knows math. That's like a 9.5. Like, I read the morning news. I would have told y'all then. Just 8 a.m. on the intercom. Just,
what's up, guys? Welcome to Brookwood High School. Today for lunch, we're having hot wings and french fries. I fuck Miss Patrick. Have a blessed day.
I grew up in the Facebook. I would have went on Facebook, tagged myself inside of her, you know? And then captioned to get an extra credit. Hashtag no child left behind, all right?
I started working at 14, basically. I would start billing hay, and I would get paid like $25 a day to work my ass off. I used to be a very, like, aggressive guy. We'd get in fights a lot. I didn't have a way to, like, you know, put my feelings out there. And I was just trying to figure out what I'm doing with my life. So I go do an open mic in Birmingham, Alabama. And I went on stage at 2 o'clock in the morning in flip-flops, which, by the way, is the holy grail of do not do in stand-up. And I was like, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. This is amazing. This makes perfect sense. I was always a class clown. I was always somebody that was funny. I was like the mascot in high school. I was actually so good, they named the mascot after me. It's Rocky the Panther at Brookwood High School. And now it's just like tied all in together. People in the South like assume I'm going to be like a Bill Engvall or Jeff Fox. I get that a lot, like a Ron White or something. And that's kind of what they want. And that's why I've kind of learned to try to bridge politics into life stories. Liberal people, they think that I'm a conservative. They think I'm racist. They don't even listen sometimes. I have to spend the first 20 minutes like, hey, I'm not against you, but just give me a second. I promise you, we're all going to come together at the end.
I like America, though. It's cool here. You know, I want to be president. I want to sell North Dakota. I just want to sell the whole place. It was negative 22 when that's a real temperature, negative 22. It's 85 on the highway, fastest speed limit in America. Do you know why? Because you want to get the fuck out of North Dakota. That's why. It cracks me up when I travel doing comedy because people always like talk about it. I meet people after the show. Like, you guys are already probably cool. Like, you know, y'all seem like cool people. But like, one time I took a picture with a girl after a show, and this is why I don't do crazy stuff, is when I took a picture with this girl and gave her a kiss on the cheek, and she goes, oh my God, this picture is perfect. My ex-boyfriend's in jail right now. He's going to be so mad when he sees this. I'm like, delete that photo right now. And she's like, why? What's the problem? Like, he's going to find me and murder me. That's the problem. She's like, he won't be able to find you. I'm like, sweetheart, I'm a comedian. My tour dates are posted online by me every single day. Time, location, discount code. He can stab me in the face for half price if he brings a friend. Like, what? I live in Las Vegas now. That's an odd place, man. People are dumb. Like, I don't know if y'all, I'm just like telling y'all this right now. like my friends on Facebook, I'm like, I don't know how y'all make it day to day. Like, one of my friends on Facebook had a baby and she was bragging about how much weight she lost 2 days after the pregnancy. She's like, oh my God, new juice cleanse. Already lost 10 pounds since I had the baby. I'm like, the baby weighed 9. So if we count the placenta, you gained a pound, honestly. Not impressive at all. I have a friend who's a porn star, you know, does the pornos out in L.A., you know, but I still know her as Stephanie from Sonic in my hometown. And she posted on her personal Facebook account, had a great day at work, hashtag bless, hashtag give it to God. And I'm like, God don't want anything you have right now, Stephanie. I think you missed a couple chapters of this book, if we're being honest. I gave up on people when the trending story on Twitter was a lady got killed and eaten by a pack of wiener dogs. Did y'all see this? A lady got killed. My first thing was like, how many wiener dogs was it? You know, I was like 1.5 million, obviously. And I was off by a little. It was actually 8, which I can say is not enough wiener dogs to kill someone. Like, by the way, why are 8 wiener dogs hanging out? When did that start happening? Like the Sons of Anarchy of wiener dogs. Like, some of y'all are scared to laugh. You're like, Rocky, what if I leave here tonight and there's 8 wiener dogs by my car? They're mixed with Chihuahua. They're vicious, okay? It could happen. I'm about to save your life, though. Like, man, you're going to be out to those shoes, you ain't going to be able to run fast in them, okay? They're going to get you. But here's what you got to do to live and get through it another day. You got to identify the threat. You see them, okay, little wiener dogs. Then you walk over and you sit down on something like this and raise your feet about a foot off the ground. does she want to live? You can't find a fucking tree stump to sit on? Here's the difference right here. Life, death, life, death. If that's how I die, you better lie about it. You better lie. It's hard to eat now. It's so hard to eat places. So hard to go places, eat just good food. Everywhere you go is like a gluten-free menu. Everything's fat-free. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm from Alabama. We eat until we die. Good game. That's how we do it. You know? I'm not trying to live long. I'm trying to enjoy my life, you know? Like, my girlfriend, she's like a vegan, you know? Everything I eat, she gets mad at me. I'll be eating like a hot dog. And she's like, oh, you shouldn't eat that. I read an article that says one hot dog takes 7 months off your lifespan. Did you know that? I'm like, I didn't know that because that's not true. I've already eaten 1,000 hot dogs in my life. So I should be dead or I'm Superman. That's what you're telling me right now. Ground beef, she hates ground beef. Like, I'll be in like a taco from like Taco Bell, and she's like, I don't even know how you put that in your mouth. I'm like, well, you've licked my ass before, so. You've had some whether you like it or not, if we're being honest. At least this was cooked first, you know? Enjoy y'all's food. She likes 2% milk. Sometimes she'll get the whole milk and then she'll pour that out and then put the 2% in the whole milk jug because I'm not going to notice fucking water in my cereal. Like, does anybody know how 2% milk is made? Like, I lived on a farm most of my life. Not one of our cows was a 2% milk cow. Not one. How is it made? Like, seriously. It's like a cow comes into work on Monday, you know, had a long weekend. He's like, hey guys, sorry, not feeling 100% today. Some cow in the back's like, well, how do you feel? He's like, I don't know, like 2%? Yeah, put him alive, let's go. I like drinking. I like edibles too. A couple years ago, I got drunk and ate an edible and went to a petting zoo, and that was the best day of my life. I'm 8 Bud Lights in, high as hell, holding a koala bear. It's talking to me. It's like, hey, man, get me out of here. I'm like, I promise I will. You're a big squirrel. I love it. As I'm starting to leave, the zookeeper goes, hey, Mr. Davis, heard you're a huge fan of penguins. We decided to bring out Robbie the penguin. And I started losing my shit because I didn't know penguins were real, okay? And this little penguin comes wobbling. I'm like, dude, can I touch it? He goes, actually, if you sit down, Robbie will come run and jump into your lap. I'm like, no, the hell he won't, you know? So I crisscross applesauce down, and he sees me sit down, lights up with joy, locks eyes with me, runs over there, jumps into my lap, and then starts humping my leg. And I'm like, well, this ain't how it happened on Happy Feet, so this is Discovery After Dark. I don't know what this is. I look at the guy. I'm like, hey, man, what's going on? He's like, oh, no, it's fine. It seems Robbie really likes you. I'm like, I assumed he liked me, yeah. I didn't think I was getting hate-fucked by a penguin right now. And then he goes, you know, you're wearing shorts, man. You were kind of asking for it. Oh, this is my fault now. I didn't mean to dress too slutty at the zoo. I apologize. And I'm like, hey, man, are all penguins like this? Just banging everything in Antarctica, you know? And the guy's like, nah, he's probably still antsy. He's been in lockup for 2 weeks. And I was like, well, what is lockup? He said, well, Robbie got into a fight with another penguin, bit his eye out, so we had to lock him in a cage by himself for 2 weeks. This is his first day out. And I'm like, oh, this is the fucking thug life of penguins right here. He's a convicted felon. Like, am I his parole officer or something? He's been in a cage for like 5 years in a penguin's head just doing push-ups, thinking about his day out. Just, when I get out of this cage, I'm humping the first person I see, and they better not be wearing shorts. Like, what? I will say, though, even though I was technically being like molested by a penguin, they're like the cutest animals you will ever see. Like, if you close your eyes and imagine how a penguin humps, that's exactly how a penguin humps. I'm not kidding. So they get their feet, they turn them sideways like this, wrap around your leg, and then to generate power in their hips, and I'm not lying, they wave their arms like this. And that's how I do it from here on out. My girlfriend's like, you're doing so good. I'm like, yeah! girl. Guys, my name's Rocky Del Davis. Thank y'all so much, man. Y'all have a great night. Thank y'all for coming out, man.
Let's hear it for Rocky Del Davis, everybody.
I like being from the South. I appreciate it. I like who I am. I'm not ashamed of anything I've done. You know, like, I'm a different person. I'm not my dad. You know, I'm not the people that came before me. I have respect and I give respect. I grew up in a small town and we didn't have anything. I embraced the discomfort of life a lot. I lived on couches. I never had a nice car. I took the bus. I didn't eat. I've had to earn every second, every cent of this. My mom was the hardest working person I've ever seen. I get my worth ethic from my mom because of her. I want success at the end of that road.